Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Ooh, ooh. What's up, y'all? Jazzy Bell here from Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And listen, I'm still new when it comes to talking here or just with no guests and just basically recapping what's going on in Woman in Hip Hop news. But ain't nobody else going to do it right, so I might as well do it my damn self. So let's get right into it. Nicki Minaj versus Megan Thee Stallion, the beef. Now, in my first video, I posted that. If y'all pay attention, I said I just got home. A follower told me to check out the song Hiss, and I did. And I said, this is inspiring so much in me to just open up my laptop and do a reaction video to her song. And then I go on the gram and I saw that Nicki responded in less than 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, this ain't a reaction video. This is more than just that. We're going to have to break down this beef. So anyway, the first video was pre-IG Live. It was pre your dead mama. Your dead mama. It was pre all of that. All right. Because remember I said, I'm looking forward to this rap battle. Keyword rap battle. And I said, when Nicki did showcase a couple of bars on Instagram Live, I got excited because I'm like, these girls are both equally great. I think this is a great matchup. They could go toe-to-toe. This ain't just about being catty. We're getting bars from two of the best female rappers in the world? Sign me the fuck up. Miss me with that woman empowerment shit. That's not what it is when it comes to woman in hip-hop. No, honey. Not when we're battling. I'm your enemy. We're not friends. See, I don't like it when the girls want to be catty and want to go on Twitter and say slick shit and throw jabs. Go in the studio. Go in the booth and pop your shit. So when I saw Nicki responding with bars, I said, here we go again. It's been a minute, but I'm here for it. And I stick by that. So miss me with all that kumbaya shit. We're here and we ain't going nowhere, which it appears no time soon. So, Hiss is still a great record. It was short-lived, I feel like, because Nicki and the Barbs has really taken over and kind of overshadowing this wonderful diss record. It's a great diss record. She touched on a lot of things, and she confronted a lot of people. She has been quiet for a while, and I think she had a lot to say, and I think she did a great job. Regardless of what Nicki said, I think she did ride the beat. Now that we got it out of the way, clearly the one line that struck the biggest nerve, that got the biggest response now from Nicki when it comes to the ranting and the raving on social media is the Megan's Law line. Can we dissect that real quick? Because I think a lot of y'all aren't giving that enough credence and enough. We got to dissect this now because when we talk about Megan's Law, now we know what that means. Thanks to you scholars in the shade room comments breaking it down, because I didn't know. It's basically a law for sex offenders to register as sex offenders, for them not to just go under the radar and for the neighborhood that they live in know that this man or this woman is registered as such. And so clearly once we learned that, direct shot to Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj's husband, And yes, Nicki Minaj's baby did catch a stray. And I think a lot of y'all not looking at it that way. And you should. When you bring up and attack a woman's husband, and the reason why you're attacking him has a lot to do with children, and even if that's not the case, that's her husband. That's her family. And she has a child by this man. We all know in the Bible it says when it comes to the hierarchy, it's like, listen, your mother, your father is not the priority in your life anymore. That's not who should be at the top of the food chain. You know who is? After me, God. First, it's your family, the one you created. So you, meaning Nicki, feels like she has to protect and really go lower than you. You're here with it. You're attacking my family. They say when you go low, you go to hell. And this is where Nicki went. And what is hell? Talking about her mama that unfortunately passed away. So I feel nothing is off limits when it comes to battle rap. It's exactly how I feel. I'm not giving the okay or agreeing with what she said. I'm not saying that was the nicest thing. It's deplorable. It's disgusting. Oh my God, my mother passed away. Why would you bring up my mom? Coming from a person whose mother has actually passed away, unfortunately, due to breast cancer, I wish you motherfuckers would talk about my mama. Me and you right here, regular civilians, 9-to-5ers, journalists, media personalities, whatever you want to call it. I didn't sign up to be a female rapper. I didn't sign up to be a rapper. And I'm not coming at you. So I wish you motherfucking would talk about my mother. I'm going to jail. Now, in the sport of rap and battle rap, with nothing being off limits, that's a different arena. That's a different lane. We are in the arena of hip hop. Anything fucking goes. And I think a lot of people are looking at these women as one as women and thinking, oh, they can't be held to the same standard as men. That's the fucking problem. And that's why I created this platform. We want to talk equal pay, equal this, equal that. We need to hold the women to the same standards we hold the men in rap. And if we really do that, we can look at this battle rap through a different set of lens. If we truly do that, we wouldn't judge these women as much as we are. We wouldn't talk about women empowerment and all these. We wouldn't talk about that. We would talk about that when we talk about the average Joe or Joanne. But when it comes to female rappers, no, we have to hold them to the same standards as male rappers. And that's that. Now let's talk about Nicki Minaj and the dead mama. I didn't want to do this video until after Monday because she talked about releasing it the day yesterday when the single dropped and when she went IG, when she went on Instagram Live. But she said, you know, either today or I'm releasing on Monday. Like I said in the first video, I was excited because she responded with bars and not the Twitter fingers. But now we're here. We're here with the social media antics. And I think because she did respond with bars first, and I know that a song is coming, we are in a new age where social media is a thing. So she's not only hyping up this beef by going on Twitter and Instagram, but she's hyping up her song that's soon to come. And we all know, thanks for personalities like Cardi B, you know, being so active on social media, that's where our fan bases are. She's feeding her fan base and it's working. Unfortunately for Megan, his didn't trend. But you know what did trend? Nicki Minaj. Get on the good foot. Bigfoot. That would not have trend if Nicki didn't spawn as quick as she did. And she didn't go on social media. She was smart about that. So we have to look at the current state of media and the landscape of media is ever changing. It's what it is now. You have to use Twitter to promote your songs and your battle raps and your responses and win over your fan base and probably win over their fan base as well. It's part of the game. But I'm looking forward to this song, Nikki. This song has to come. It has to come so we can really keep it hip hop, so we can really keep it battle rap. When you look at some of the most legendary battle raps, that shit got ugly. Super ugly. Speaking of super ugly, how soon do we forget when Jay-Z says, "I left a condom on your baby seat," to Nas, after going after Carmen, Nas's baby mother? Just like Megan was going after Nikki with Megan's Law, going after her baby daddy. But who caught a stray? Papa Bear caught a stray. And that's exactly how I'm seeing it, you guys. I don't feel like you guys are seeing it that way. Who caught a stray when Jay-Z went after Nas and the baby mother that he did have sex with? Because she admitted it and wrote a book about it.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
And I don't know how true to him throwing a used condom on a baby seat, but hey, who called a stray? The baby that was supposed to sit in the baby seat. We have to see it that way. And I'm not saying you have to see it that way to only justify Nikki's response on talking about the mother. I'm not saying that. But as a person that's in this shit and dissecting this shit, I personally see it that way. Oh, trust me. When I was on the live, I was listening to what Nikki was doing. It was hurting me every time she said "dead mama." Again, being a young girl who lost their mother, me and my mama was close. I ain't play about my mama. I'm not saying anybody out there that lost their mama, y'all wasn't as close, and it doesn't matter. I'm not saying that. But that shit hit different when you and your mother never had any issues. We didn't beef. We were close. I spent birthdays with her every year. We got the country. We lit. That was my best fucking friend. Period. So that shit hit different for me, for sure. And I know that shit is hitting Megan probably equally the same, because they were close. We know this. Her mother was a rapper. Her mother was her manager, was she not? Her mother was coaching her in the studio, telling her how to hit them bars. And she talked about this on songs, how hard it was for her to lose her mother. So I know that this is affecting her for sure. Do y'all not think that the world is constantly reminding you of what your baby father is registered as is not bothering Nikki? Especially now that she has a baby by this man. Do y'all not think that that shit ain't hitting the same? Do y'all not think? And even if you don't, fine. The point I'm trying to make is, this is hip hop and anything goes. I need y'all to take off their fucking halos on y'all head, or take off the lens that y'all looking through to watch this battle and not think about, oh, because they're women, they shouldn't talk like this. No. All is fair in hip hop. That's it. That's what I came here to say. And listen, shout out to the Lady Lux of the world, Remy Ma, Miss Hustle, who I adore. I literally was on a stage with Miss Hustle at the URL battle. Shout out to Smack and my nigga Beasley. I'm on stage with Hustle. She asked me to stand behind her, and I was like, all right, girl, you know, I'm not really, you know, standing on the stage type of girl. You know, I wanted to be a spectator in the crowd to watch it. But she insisted, and that's my girl. And I said, of course, fuck it, let's do it. Now, I don't know what's all going on between her and the man she's battling. I believe his name is Arsenal, if I'm not mistaken. Ooh, I hope his name is Arsenal. Let me fuck that up. But anyway, apparently her opponent has a daughter. Again, y'all, this is rap battle. This is the thick of it. Miss Hustle mentions his daughter's name on multiple occasions, and the crowd went, Biggs, you're going too far. I know I did, and I was on her side like, I want to root you on, but that shit hurt me. But then I had to realize the stage I'm on, the arena I'm participating in called battle rap, called hip hop, this is a part of the fucking game. And just when I thought she was done talking about his daughter, she kept going at it. But guess what happened at the end? They dapped it up and they went their separate ways. That's battle rap. Now I'm hoping that that will be the case eventually when whatever one decides to bow out and say, you know what, it is what it is. I don't want this to go as far as somebody having to show up at their crib and they got the hammer on them and it's going to go left. I don't want to see that. I do want these ladies to keep it on wax. I do want them to keep it in hip hop. I do want that. I do. And with that being said, sometimes depending on the person, if they feel fearful or whatnot, they may tweak about whatever they may say about the person. I don't know. But I just need y'all to keep in mind that the men got just as dirty or even dirtier. You know what I mean? It got dirty. One of my favorite diss tracks is Real Compton City G's. Shout out to Eazy-E. You know how many times he said some disgusting shit about Dre and my nigga Snoop, who's my favorite rapper for real, for real. Like, but that's my favorite diss track. It's Eazy-E's Real Compton City G's. And unfortunately, they was never able to hash their things out because Eazy-E ended up passing away. I could go on and on when it comes to battle rap, from Ice Cube to No Vaseline. It got ugly with the fellas. Shout out to Sway for having to sit down with Jay-Z and Nas and being able to hash that out. And then everybody saw them, you know, at the Summer Jam, holding hands on stage, piecing it up. Thank God that was the case. And maybe because they thought, because of that baby seat line, the condom on the baby seat line, it just would have went left. But it didn't. And you know, talking about the mother is a low blow. She went to hell. But I just don't want y'all to think that Megan's Law line didn't hurt as bad. That had to affect Nikki as well. And I just came here to say that, you know, we talk about the double standards in hip hop, that, and to me, this is what showcases that at the highest degree. And this is why I have this platform, because not only do I want to obviously shed light on the women within the culture, but we all talk about equal pay, equal rights, equal this, equality. And I want y'all to keep that same energy when it comes to battle rap. Equality. Nothing is fucking off limits, period. All right, what else did I want to talk about? I think that was it. Because I like to keep this, you know what I'm saying, a little short, sweet. Tell me what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Whose side y'all taking? Because I used to say it ain't about taking sides, but it is. But it is. I don't have a side I'm taking. I like both ladies, but I'm here to state the motherfucking facts. That's what I'm here to do. Y'all can pick a side, though, and I'm going to be listening to what y'all saying. I wonder what the rap girlies are feeling, you know what I'm saying, out there, because, you know, we know the Akbars of the world is definitely the team, Nikki. You know, you got some people that's going to ride or die for her. But you got some people that I feel like both of them, right? Like City Girls, you know, do they feel like they need to respond? I'm not going to front. When I was on live, I saw the likes of Malibu Mitch throwing up fire emojis. Ooh, I made that a little too strong. I was shocked to see that, especially when I was in LA and I met Megan for the first time. And I remember, you know, it was LA. It was an after party of the Uncut Gems movie with, was it Adam Sandler, Julia Fox. And we was at the Chateau Marmont And once we, you know, flicked it up, and she was with her best friend, Kelsey, at the time. I remember going to the bathroom maybe like an hour or two later, and I saw her on FaceTime with Malibu Mitch. So I know at one point they were friends. I don't know what transpired, you know, if that changed, but I did see her on Nikki's Live, throwing up the fire emoji. So I know, you know, some of the rap girls probably feel like, do they have to take a stance, or should they sit this one out and just see how it play out and just let the girls do what they do? People say, you know, that Nikki might, you know, force some of the girls to pick a side, pick a side. She actually has a song called Pick a Side, right? I thought that song was cute. I don't know. This is going to be I'm very interested in this battle. I am. And I know it's getting ugly, you guys. I just want y'all to stick with it. Stick with the girls and hip hop. Stick with the battle rap. I'm like a historian when it comes to this battle rap. Like, seriously, with all of the girls, I remember when Lil Kim was dissing Eve. I remember when Eve was dissing Lil Kim. One of my favorite diss tracks is Come Back For You. I mean, they act like they never had a problem back then, but they really did. Don't let me get into quoting bars. It's enough I got to deal with this doodle brown chick. Now you and you want to come at me from all sides. I'm getting money. Don't think that I be letting shit slide. What? Yeah, I be on my Hollywood shit. Y'all need to call a stylist. Get back to the light, ma. I started this shit. Go back to your stripper ways and back to your stripper days. As long as I'm around, you go bow down, bitch. And that was a direct diss at Eve. At that time, who was a real known stripper turned rapper? It was Eve. But Eve had a lot to say.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
About Kim as well. Let me see if I can pull up a line out of this brain. Too concerned with fashion. It was like too concerned with fashion because Kim put that in her line. You right, I'm too concerned with fashion. You need to let me style you. And that's what she called her tacky. You got Eve and Queen Latifah. Who was the queen of UNITY? The queen of UNITY was beefing with bitches. Yes, she was. Yes. Beefing with Foxy Brown. Beefing with Eve. Beefing! And you know, Foxy don't fucking play. Foxy would beef with everybody. Hell. Foxy would beef with me right now. I'm surprised Foxy ain't chime in yet, but you know, because you know she love her some Nicki Minaj. But it gets ugly for the women as well. This is nothing new. We're not new to this, we're true to this. I just need y'all, again, to respect the culture of battle rap, and respect that when it comes to battle rap, nothing is off limits, period. Are we all on the same page? If we not, that's fine. Leave a comment below. I want to know what y'all think. I'm here for the battle. I want to see both ladies get it in because I think it's a great matchup. Both ladies can spit. Both ladies got immaculate penmanship. Pen game is amazing. And they both have great fan bases, I think. And I don't want Megan Thee Stallion to put this to rest as she said in the song. I'm gonna dress y'all, I'm gonna put this to rest. Not after your dad mama, not after, we need more. Your mother deserves more. Should I say that? Your career deserves more. This is cool, this is good. Wrap it out. defend your mother's honor. Oh, what else y'all want to talk about? Tell me about Kelsey. How y'all feel about the Kelsey situation? I don't know why I thought it was going to be cool again at one point. That's a dub. Listen, let me say this too. Do y'all think Nikki is crying about the Megan law and saying that she went too far? Because I'm not hearing Nikki saying she went too far. I'm hearing Nikki saying, I'ma go even lower. I'ma go even below that. As low as I can go. Because Nikki's no stranger for going at, not necessarily the kids, but like, who shoots their best friend over a stack and leave their baby, they leave their son. She mentioned her son. If Nikki can do that, Megan can talk and say what she wants to say about the Megan's Law. And correct me if I'm wrong, Remy Ma's son was bullied in school and everything after that line. Like, what woman leaves their son and shoot their friend in the belly He caught a stray. Sure did. So again, all is fair in hip-hop. Please hold these women to the same standards y'all do as these male rappers. Nothing's off limits. That's all I got for you. Check it out. Bye.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.